Friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur, Oles Re'iya, Marna Rav Zatzal, Aramimcha Hashem Ki Delisani, V'lo Simach Do'evai Li. I will exalt you, Hashem, because you lifted me up, and you didn't allow to make my enemies happy on me. Says the Rav, Aramimcha Hashem Ki Delisani, I exalted you, Hashem, because you elevated me, you lifted me. כל התרוממות והגבעת הערך האמיתי של האדם אינה חשובה להיות מבוססת, כי אם כשהיא באה לתפקידה האמיתי. Any exaltation, any lifting of true value of man is not important enough to be well-based and well-established, כי אם, unless, until, כשהיא באה, when it comes לתפקידה האמיתי, to its true purpose. The only meaningful hisromimus, the only meaningful elevation that we're talking about here in the pasuk, Aramimcha, I will exalt you, Hashem, because you lifted me up. The only true hisromimus in the world is when it comes to its true purpose. In other words, it's not enough to use a sports metaphor to hit a single or a double or a triple. When we want romimus, we want a grand slam of aromimus, nothing less. El harum ha'elyon, to the highest heights, shel hamehut ha'atzmit shel ha'adam, of the true essence of man, bekishuro, in his connection, im kol ha'avaya kula, with all of creation, hamitromemet, that is exalted, that is elevated, beromemuto, in man's exaltation, in man's elevation. When we are elevated, then we, to the highest point of our essence, we elevate all of existence together with us. V'romemuta, v'romemuta shel havaya, b'tzura achdutit. Im romemuto shel ha'adam, hachoshev u'margish ota, and the exaltation, the elevated state of existence, of reality, of the cosmos, in a tsura achdutit, in a unified form, with the romimus, with the elevated state of man, because that's what really we're shooting at over here. We're trying to get to the height of our reality and elevate creation along with us. So that's the romamut shel havaya, b'tzurach dutitim romamuto shel ha'adam. Hachoshev u'margish ota, who feels it, who thinks about it and feels it. Einam motza et mekoma, only finds a place, ki im b'romamut ha'akshava shel makor ha'havaya. Only in the exalted listening to the source of reality, shel chayei hachayim, the life of lives, v'yisod hayisodot shel kol hayesh, and the foundation of foundations of all of reality, shel romemut ha'inyan ha'eloki, the exaltedness of the godly matter, shemimenu totzeot lehofat ha'achdut ha'mekorit shel ha'avaya, ha'kolelet et ha'adam v'et ha'olam kehofa'a meuchedet mekifa. So what does it mean when you're getting to the highest point that you can get to? The highest point you can get to is to get to the Ribbono Shel Olam, kiviyachol. That's the goal of man. That's what we're shooting for. That's what the grand slam of Romamus is. And that's what it means. Aromimcha Hashem, I will exalt you, God. And how do we exalt Hashem? When we elevate ourselves to Him, and when we elevate reality to Him. And that's why it says further, ki dilitani, because you lifted me up. I can exalt you, God, but I'm going high because you brought me up. And therefore, when you brought me up, where was I going for? I was shooting for the stars. I was trying to exalt you. And together with that, there's an achdus of me and all of reality, that I'm elevating everything. And that's the romamus of Hashem. When we get to our source and we bring creation to its source. So Aramimcha Hashem, you know how I exalt you? Kidli Sani, when you lift me up, when me and all of creation are able to go up to you and praise you and appreciate you and connect to you. Aramimcha Hashem, Kidli Tani. Amazing, amazing. Velosi Machta Oivai Li, and you did make my enemies happy over me. Simchata Oyev, Shel Isha Kashur B'Kdusha Liyona, Ad Sheromuto Romuta Shel HaKdusha, Romut Hashem B'Chvodo, Hi HaTchuna Yoter Misukenet LaOlam. Kshiyadam Shel Reshei Olam Hi Takifa, Ad Kedei Lesmoach B'Yiridatam Shel Tzadikim, Nosei Degel HaKodesh V'Romut Hashem B'Olam. As Or HaKedusha Mishtapel Ba'olam V'Shir Gadol V'Nizgav Aleinu Lashir B'Chol Et Asher Anachnu Ro'im SheKeren HaKodesh Mitrumemet Ad Kedei Ota HaMadriga Shlo Yichlu Ha'Evim Shel Avdei Hashem HaNe'amanim Liot Tzmechim Al Shiflutam. That's a very, very dangerous, terrible thing. When the Rishayim are glad about the Yerida of Tzadikim. Because when the tzaddikim go down, when the tzaddikim have a yerida, the light of kedusha goes down in the world, and then the enemies are happy about that, and that obviously brings to a terrible yerida. They're happy about the downfall of the tzaddikim. The Rav says this is tchuna hayoter misukenet ba'olam. The simchas ha'oyev over the downfall of tzaddikim is one of the is the most dangerous quality in the world. So we have to sing shir gadol v'nizgav. We have to sing a great, sublime song. B'chol et asher anachnu roim, wherever we see, shekeren hakodesh mitromemet, when the horn of sanctity is exalted, ad kidei ota hamadrega, until that point, shelo yuchlu ha'oivim, where the enemies cannot, shel avdei Hashem anemim, those enemies of the faithful servants of God, liot smechim al shiflutam, to be happy about our lowness. Sh'az nigdat hikarnam shel zdonei aretz. And then the horn of the wanton sinners of the earth is excised, is cut off. V'karnot tzadikim mitromemot b'yamin Hashem. And the horn of tzadikim is exalted, is elevated in the right hand of Hashem. Ha'romema, yamin Hashem romema, right? That is exalted, v'osechayel, and is successful. So that's the pasuk. Aromimcha Hashem, I will exalt you, Hashem. Kidlitani, because you elevated me up. You know how you elevated me up? V'lo simachto evayli. Now my enemies can't be happy at my downfall. If my enemies were happy at my downfall, then that would really bring everything down. All the kedusha in the world goes down when the enemies are rejoicing over the downfall of tzaddikim. So you elevated me high up, that the enemies have no Nagia there. Could be what the Rebbe is saying is that even when the tzaddikim do have a yerida, even when the tzaddikim do go down, but they're still so high up that the enemies have no nagia to them. They have no way of impeding them, of touching them, of harming them, of being glad at their downfall, because they're still in the clouds, and the tzaddikim are still, and the rishayim are still down on earth. So originally the tzaddikim were way above the clouds, but even when they go down a little bit to the clouds, still they're so high up that the Rishayim can't get them. Maybe that's what the Rav is saying. Akopan, and the Yesod HaDvarim is that I thank Hashem, I exalt Hashem as He lifted me up. I got to the source of creation, the source of reality. I brought all creation up with me, and because of this the enemies who are low down here cannot be happy at my downfall. And that would be very, very dangerous. And in fact, Hashem lifted me up, and therefore they cannot, they have no connection to me, no way of rejoicing in my downfall, because I'm still so much higher than them. So that is that pasuk in Amir Tashem. In the future shiurim, we will be lina there continue and see more of the divrei kachel shel asider shel David Amelch b'tehillim belina there and shel perusha shel mar and harav zechet tzadik v'kadosh l'vracha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.